All right, welcome to another episode of the Green Legion Radio Show, live from Chickies & Pete's, South Philadelphia. Let me tell you a little bit about Chickies real fast. The official caterer for the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link and Philadelphia Eagles training camp. If you guys are anywhere in the area, come on down. We've got a ton to talk about tonight and a ton to give away. That includes four mid-court suite-level tickets to tonight's 76ers game, along with a parking pass. If you already have tickets, hang around. You might get an upgrade. If you do get an upgrade, we're going to take your tickets and we're going to give them to somebody else who doesn't have them. We're going to do that at 6:30. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to give away a trip for two for the Green Legion package to Minnesota from Friday to Monday to watch a Eagles-Vikings ass-whooping. That includes everything from your flight, your airport transfers, your hotel, your tailgate party, and your game tickets. Everybody got some really exciting news. We did crack top 10 professional sports podcasts on iTunes. We were number 10 this week.
Professional?
Professional sports.
Professional.
Professional sports podcast.
That's the news.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Right, we're getting everywhere we need to be. Again, enjoy $2.75 Yuengling Lagers here all night. Try the crab fries, my favorite, Muscles Red, order up. Everybody, let me introduce our distinguished panel to my left, producing the show, Rob Valivas. How you doing this evening?
Fantastic to be here, but more importantly, I want to know what Mike Diaz is over-under for Ben Simmons' jump shots tonight. That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I want to hear.
It starts already.
Yes, it does.
It's a game against the, I can't even say the name of the team from
China.
They're 50-point favorites tonight.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think they're going to be playing, the starters will be playing a whole lot tonight.
He's already trying to make an apology for it. I want a number, Diaz. I want a number.
Our Diaz apologist. Hold on. Tree Murphy.
Oh, God.
Tree Murphy. Over there to Sue, please. There we go. Okay. Next to him, our guest once again this evening, making it out and happy to have you, Dave Spadaro.
Thank you. Good to be here. We're on a roll. Eagles are on a roll here, so I'm going to keep coming back.
Yes, yes.
Ready to go on this three-game road trip.
And next to him, hola, amigo. Don't get excited. Mi español es terrible. I don't even know if you still speak it.
Oh, God.
Originally from Spain, now our number two pick, 57th overall.
Third pick.
Second round. Mr. J.J. Ortega Whiteside. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it right.
All right, yay.
Also, your Spanish is pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I only know that much.
Don't give him a big head, J.J. Don't do that.
You don't know. You don't even want to know how he learned how to speak Spanish. That's the thing.
Good job, Dave.
Dave, this is a professional podcast. We can't
that broadcasting school really paid off.
How he sacrificed his body to learn Spanish.
And by that, he's talking about tequila. It's okay. And sure. Next to him, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, 15-year NFL vet, 10 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening. How's everybody doing today?
I got it. No,
shut up, Tree.
Yeah, Tree.
Right in the intros. Professional podcast.
Thanks.
Way to go.
Tree. You're not supposed to be able to hear you when he whispers
in
your ear.
Here we go. And last but not least, you know him as Philly Mike. We know him as Shut Up Diaz, Mr. Michael. Ben Simmons apologist jump shot, Diaz.
Over under, please.
I am not a Ben Simmons jump shot apologist. I just think that we have to give him time and patience, and everything is going to work out great.
It's been 3 years.
Everybody, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. If you want to listen to us live and you're not here, just go to greenlegion.com/listen and you can check us out. Also, we're on TuneIn Radio and you can get every episode uploaded into your account there. Our sponsors, Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, Echelon Health and Fitness, City Fitness Philadelphia, all locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market, our good podcast friends at 4th and John, Sean Brace and Philly Influencer. I was on with him today for about 15 minutes. We had an interesting conversation.
Yeah, you put like three or four complete sentences together. It was good.
It was great. Yeah. I'm starting to learn how to do that finally.
Shut up, Diaz.
No, he can go there.
And once again, our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, here in South Philadelphia. Hollis, we're going to skip what happened in sports history.
Yes,
today.
Yes, we are. But we still have to acknowledge where's Pops.
Pops'
birthday is October the 10th. It's
in a couple of days. He can't hear us. He's all the way over there.
Hollis'
brother Pops is walking around getting everybody raffle tickets. Happy birthday, Pops! Still can't hear.
Still can't hear.
Quibby, I'm very upset we're skipping on what happened on this day because I was going to fact check Hollis with the real notes here. Now I can't do it.
What did you want? You want me to give you?
We'll do it next week. I'll have
a game. I was going to give you one that dealt with the Phillies. They won their first and only World Series game in 1915 until 1980.
No, they won their only World Series.
Only World Series game until 1980.
From 19 what?
15. 15 to 80. Wow. Listen, we're in the intro here, and Rob is already trolling both myself and Hollis. Like, Rob,
that's
we're
what I
have
do.
A conversation
I was
first
told
break.
By the powers that be, Rob needs to talk more.
And the
so
powers
Rob's
that be
more.
Have the mute button, and that would be me, and you're all about to get it.
Uh-oh. Abracadabra.
Let's get to Around the League right now. Again, we've got a lot to get to this evening. First of all, let's talk about them Cowboys. We all found out that Dallas played three pretty marginal teams and went 3-0, and now that they're starting to see some competition, well, now we're tied for first place. Dave, thoughts on that game?
It's funny. I was doing a Reddit thing today on the Eagles, in the Eagles channel, and they always say, well, what do the players think about the Cowboys losing? And I don't think a lot of players, I don't know, Jay, did you go back after the Eagles game and watch more football? You do?
Yeah.
But do you think a lot of guys do? I don't think a lot of guys do.
I mean, you know, it's kind of hard when you, as a pro athlete when you go, you know, go the whole game and you know, you think about the things you did wrong and you want to spend the time that you have free correcting those things so the next time you're out on the field you can be as perfect as you can be. Obviously, perfection is not, you know, is not what we can achieve, but you want to get as close to it as possible. So
you're saying after a game you just think about what you did wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think about the things you did wrong and think, all right, how can I make those better? Obviously, you get some time to yourself, you clear your mind. You know, you can't be thinking about it all the time, but it's like, all right, like maybe I should have had that blocker, I missed that assignment. Like, what am I going to do to get better? And then, obviously, the best way to do it is go back and watch the game.
Yeah, but so you don't think guys go back and watch football? I don't think guys. Hank, did you ever watch football after a game?
Yep.
Did you see? I don't think a lot of guys do.
Especially when it was the next.
Am I wrong?
Upcoming opponent, you know. Well,
I don't think the only
reason I did it was one, I used to watch college football to see who was coming to try to take my job,
right?
And then I would watch the games that pertain to us, the guys that were coming up. I wanted to see how they played in certain situations, whether it be prime time or other situations when we had them coming up, just to get a little bit of a jump.
Yeah. So to answer your question, I think the Cowboys are still a good team, a really good team. But they are certainly not as good as everybody thought they were.
Exactly.
I never thought they were good.
And the whole media
I never
made such
they
a
were
big
good.
Deal about. You don't think they're good?
No. You want to know why? Would you like to know why, sir?
Yeah.
Well, they continue to try to make Dak out of a upper echelon quarterback, throwing 50-plus times a game, and you got the baddest running back in the land. And as long as Jason Garrett and Kellen Moore are in charge, they're going to try to throw the ball. They're going to throw them out of every game that they're in. I don't know if you paid attention to that. Every time they do not give Ezekiel Elliott the ball, they get their ass
kicked. They were down. What?
You don't. That doesn't matter. You don't give Aaron Rodgers that ball back. You go and you score touchdowns, and then those passes will be there.
Offensive line got nicked up a little bit during that.
Well, you
game
know why that is, don't you? Because if you pass a lot, your offensive line, that play action fake means absolutely nothing.
Well, we'll talk about it next week.
Yes,
yeah.
We will, sir.
Yeah, we're Minnesota this week, but Dallas is next. Yeah.
Let's make a little bit more fun of the NFC East right now. How does everybody think, Diaz, to you, about the Redskins calling in John Gruden at 5 a.m. to fire him?
I think it might have been...
Or Jay Gruden, sorry.
Jay Gruden's suggestion. He's like, hey, let's get it over with. I got a plane to catch in the Bahamas. I got to get out of here. He's getting... Now, listen, Washington is a dumpster fire. We know that. They've been a dumpster fire for 20 years. There was some stat, you know, the records of all the coaches. He's actually the longest tenured coach.
Oh,
since Daniel Snyder owned the team 22 years ago or whenever it is, 5 years.
Does anybody find it funny that he was fired after the Patriots game? I mean, as if you had a shot.
Well, if they fired him before the Patriots game, you know, and then the new coach comes in, it was just a nice, convenient way to end it right there. But for Jay Gruden, last year, last year he did a good job with that team. They lost their quarterback. They lost their line. They weren't terrible.
Oh,
weren't they like 7-2 at one point last year?
So yeah, they were in first place. Yeah, and then Kirk Cousins. And then
Alex Smith got hurt with his leg thing.
Yeah, you're such an apologist.
With his leg thing, you mean the thing that snapped?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got one of those like Hellraiser like needle things all over his knee or whatever the hell that was. I think for Jay Gruden, he's going to get paid for the rest of the season to take it easy, reassess where he's going to go, and he's hopefully
and he'll get a job. He'll get a job.
He'll be an offensive coordinator somewhere.
Over with his brother.
Yeah, he'll go to Oakland.
Hollis, if the Washington Redskins offered you $3 million, $4 million to be the head coach, would you take the job?
Yeah, because all you have to do is actually put the team together and get your ass off your shoulders. He messed up.
Ass off your shoulders.
Well, because if you look at what he did at the beginning of the season, you do not have Adrian Peterson as a healthy scratch with your best running back coming back from an injury.
I have some athlete quotes coming up. That one might work.
It's one of those things where you saw it coming. He built this himself.
But that was dead man walking, though. Man, he knew that. Man,
he built it himself.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not spend that much time on the Redskins.
<Yeah,
laughs> All right. Let's talk about the Giants real quick. They lost. Moving on. Surprises around the league. Anybody shocked by San Francisco right now?
Yes.
No.
I'm surprised.
Jimmy G is apparently the real deal.
Their defensive line dominated last night. And they're a good football team. That NFC West is awesome with Seattle, the Rams, and the Niners. That's the best division in football.
I was watching the game last night. They have
Kittle.
Five first-round defensive linemen.
Yep. What are you missing? What did they do? They went back to what my esteemed colleague Dave Madero said, that it was long gone. They punished him on the ground, 270-plus yards on the ground.
Yeah.
Punished him.
Hollis loves those.
Punished. If you go back and watch the film,
you make it very convenient to credit the running game. I think passing is what wins in the NFL. It opens up the run game.
What happened in the playoffs? You can't throw the ball when you're out in the cold.
Well, that's true.
You need to be able to run the ball and stop the run.
I agree with that.
So what wins championships? I win. I'm a man.
How about this? You got to pass the ball and run the ball.
But you can pass and run it, but you have to establish the run for the pass to mean anything. I don't know how many times we going to see somebody blow past a play-action fake because you have not run the ball efficiently enough. If you're not running the ball, I am going to blow by the running back and nail your quarterback every time. You have to basically fool me.
Is anybody enjoying how small that headset looks on Hollis right now?
Because I'm a man, and I win. Look it up at the Geneva Convention.
Buffalo, another surprise. Super Bowl caliber defense.
We said this last week.
With no offense whatsoever. None.
No.
Anyway, real quick, because I want to point this out. Derek Barnett was fined $28K yesterday.
Wow.
For the hit against Jamal Williams during the Green Bay game. Thoughts, Dave?
Derek is getting into that reputation mode now. So, like, people are starting to write about him. People are starting to mention him. I do not think he's a dirty player at all. I think he's a very aggressive player, a physical player. But that play, I mean, you know,
do we agree that was a bad hit?
He was wrapped up with three linemen, but he didn't hear the whistle. Loud at Lambeau Field. But then he gets another unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the Nate Gary touchdown. So he's starting to get a reputation around the league, and I think that's a little bit concerning. I don't think he's dirty, but there's a reputation.
The thing is, he has to learn that they always see the second guy. So it's like I think guys are baiting him into doing stuff because he's a young guy and he doesn't know that they're not going to call the other guy. You're the one that's going to get caught. Right. And for the 28,000, he needs to appeal that and get that lesson, because the last time I checked, it's part of the game. If I'm flagged for it, I shouldn't be fined for it.
Yeah, that seems a little bit high.
Exactly.
He's not a repeat offender or anything like that, is he?
He's got three unsportsmanlike conduct penalties already this season.
But $28K for his first fine.
JJ, you're in the locker room. What's the sentiment in there? Does anybody talk about it?
We don't really talk about it because, you know, it's $28,000. That's kind of his business. And,
right.
You know, what happens to him, and we don't know what he was thinking of or going through at the time. You know, maybe somebody took a cheap shot on him and he's like, oh, I'm about to be aggressive. Yeah. I mean, you know, these running backs, they can slip through any tackle. Nowadays.
Exactly. Exactly. So he wasn't down.
Yeah. So as a D lineman and linebacker, you know, you got to get these guys on the ground.
Exactly.
You play to the whistle.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They didn't hear the whistle.
No.
100%. Everybody live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. We're going to take our first break. If you want to come up, get a photo with JJ or an autograph, please do so. We'll be back right after this. Just got that fixed. Tree Murphy on sound, please. We're a little bit clogged up here with autographs that I said needed to wait until the next break.
Calm down, Quimby. It's okay. Count to 10.
Oh, Quimby sounds patient.
Yeah, that'll last about 5 seconds.
Are you back?
You can all.
Yes, Hollis, we're back.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I got something for you. All right, so Mr. Spadaro.
Yes.
We're going to talk Eagles game recap here first.
It's such a simple recap.
Can we get some injury reports?
Yeah, I think Sidney Jones comes back this week. That's the only one that I feel really confident about. I'm not sure Deshaun's going to be back. It sounds like they're going to ramp up his work at practice, and then we'll see late in the week, but I think it would be a stretch for him to come back.
DS.
Dave, with Deshaun, it seems it was optimistic maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Not that he was coming back, but he was progressing well, and it seems to be getting pushed
further back.
Yeah, because
back
it's that kind
back.
Of an injury. It's that. It's an abdominal injury that you do not want to
re-aggravate.
Morph into something more serious like a sports hernia.
Yeah.
And I had a long conversation today with Matt Collins about his sports hernia and coming back from it. He said, the worst thing you can do is come back, and then you feel good for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you aggravate it again, and then you're out for another 6 weeks.
Right.
So
I think Atlanta is where sports hernias are born for Star Eagles players.
I don't even
know. Not a lie. Number 5 will always love you, and he got a sports hernia in that opening season game against the Falcons in 2005.
You think about what a wide receiver is always doing. They're cutting, they're reaching
up.
And so that's what happens. And
we want
it back. We want it back. I mean, we would all agree that the offense is not the same without DeSean Jackson.
Correct.
That speed element
is not there. It makes everybody on the offense better. It spreads out the offense.
It gives somebody else a chance to get in there and get the handles of business.
Yeah.
Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles, I think he's got the quad injury. I don't expect to see him for a little while.
Well, a huge Green Legion congratulations to him one way or another for reaching number 5 all-time running back all-purpose yards in history.
It's just the cruelty of the game, okay? So he's on the sidelines. Everybody's congratulating him. He gets into number 5 all-time, and he literally goes out, and a play later he's limping back to the sideline with an injury. Yeah.
And he's 36 years old. His body's taking a pounding.
It reminded me of John Dornbos. John Dornbos ties the all-time Eagles record for consecutive games played, and then he breaks his hand, and his career's over. Never played again.
Right.
So it's just a really nasty game that you never take anything for granted that you're going to be there for a long time. So hopefully we get Darren Sproles back here in the next couple of weeks.
I do want to stay on cornerback for just a moment. Jalen Mills not able to start or play again until October 20th, which happens to be the night game against the Dallas Cowboys. Will he, or does it seem as though he will be ready to go on October 20th?
So Jalen is going to be eligible to play, I thought it was the 28th. I thought it was
20th.
It's the 20th.
Promise you.
20th, you're right, okay. I think there's a chance. Yeah, I think there's a chance.
That'd be huge.
Yeah.
How about Darby?
I don't know about Darby. Darby's got the hamstring. It sounds like he's out for a little while, too.
A little while.
Which is tough this week with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Really good passing attack. They clicked last week against the Giants. Eagles defense has a huge task.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great win. It's going to be great to go to Minnesota and win again.
First of all, let me cut you off there. There nothing ever in sentences I will ever speak will say it'll be great to go to Minnesota.
Why? Why don't you like that? What's wrong with Minnesota?
Because I can go to Wilkes-Barre Scranton and see the Twin Cities not 2.5 hours from here. It's the same.
But you can't win a Super Bowl in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Right. So,
well,
you know.
It depends what sport you're playing, Diaz.
Quimby is so surly. I've been on
hate Minnesota.
I've realized just how surly you are.
This is low-key Quimby.
Oh. Yeah.
He hates Minnesota. He hates the East Rutherford.
MetLife
Stadium sucks.
Avante Maddox, how's he doing?
Yeah, don't have an update on him. I know the last week he was back at the complex and moving around, very stiff. Again, I think it would be really tough for him to get back this week.
I saw him in I know the talk was that the concussion was the main, the main thing.
It was
with
the neck.
But he was in a neck brace on Sunday, I saw. I would assume that he's not coming back within 7 days.
These guys have incredible rehab and medical technology, but I think with the neck you want to err on the side of caution. So we will see later in the week, but I guess I'm saying right now I'd be surprised.
We came in the preseason with an army of cornerbacks.
Yeah, man.
And who's going to stick and who's going to be let go?
I know.
It's a war of attrition.
2 years in a row. It sucks, and it's happening all around the league. I don't get it. But
it is. Well, it's a passing league now, and these guys are getting more work. It's a fact. It's just going to happen.
Sure it is. But somebody's running the ball is going to win.
Hey, Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Don't forget, every Monday night here at Chickies and Pete's, see a different Eagles player as well doing live radio shows. Brandon Graham, Nelson Aguilar, Sidney Jones, Corey Clement. Clement. Did I do it right?
Corey Clement.
Yeah. Clement. Yep. I said it. All right. You guys make sure you guys check out the show here on Monday nights, not just Tuesday. All right, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Defense, ready?
Yep.
6 points allowed, 14 points scored, including 6 by my man crush, Nate.
You know what? It was awesome.
I'm not done yet.
Are you undone
10
yet?
Sacks.
Right.
3 takeaways. Mm-hmm. Is it something to be truly proud of, considering you probably played a level of a Division III college team?
Something to be proud of.
It is. Hold on. It is something to be proud of because The main thing is you actually have to go out and do that.
I was saying the same thing.
I know,
literally, good teams beat up on bad teams.
Right.
You don't play down to the level of the team that you're on the field with.
You
beat them up, and they beat them up hard.
Yeah, because just think if the defense didn't come through like they did, and we were in a dogfight with this one team, and then we get some other injuries and stuff because we're in a dogfight with a team that shouldn't even be on the field with us.
I wasn't aware of this going into the game, but Sam Darnold got every snap. Leading up to the week? Isn't that malpractice?
That's Adam Gase.
I mean,
until Saturday.
Adam Gase, he sucks.
Now, if Sam Darnold is going to be cleared to play and you expect him, that's one thing. But then, you know, I don't even remember what the guy's name was. What's his name? Josh? Who was the QB?
Falk. Yeah. It was his Falk.
He was off the street 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Send him in blind like that, you know.
Good performance, but
let's not get carried away.
The bad thing was is that they didn't give him the number one reps in practice. And we were just speaking about that. Getting the reps in practice makes a ton of difference, especially when you get to the game.
All right, well, but
we all want the Jets to win this week, right?
Who did they play?
Damn Skippy.
Dallas. Sam Darnold.
I'm not paying attention.
And Dallas is only a 7-point favorite in that game.
Right now. We don't like Dallas, JJ, just so you know.
I've heard.
Wait, Dallas is only a 7-point favorite? Seriously?
Yeah, they're up at 7.
Well, because what you call is coming back, Sam Darnold.
Trap game.
All right, and after a hard fought.
Go ahead.
After a hard fought loss to the owner of the Cowboys, Aaron Rodgers.
Right. That was No, don't put it there. What are you doing?
I don't know. I just work here.
Jesus Christ.
He's not talking to you, Hoss.
Okay. He's talking to you?
No, it wasn't me either.
Amateur hour. Top 10 professional podcast right here.
You see me try to gloss over that.
That was good, though.
Love you, Pops. Happy birthday, baby. You couldn't hear us over the other end. Happy birthday, Pops.
Leah's having a birthday party here, too.
And welcome Lena Miller to the show. How are you, sweetheart? Oh, my God. Hi. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Anyway, let's talk about the offense. It was a little shaky, want to say.
Yeah, no doubt.
JJ, first, how do we get you involved more in the offense? I mean, we're talking about a pedigree coming out of Stanford. We want to see you catch the ball more often. I think between you and Hollins and
Aguilar,
there might have been one reception. How do we get you on the field more? Are you knocking on Doug's shoulder on the sidelines? Put me in, coach. Put me in.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Because for me, like, I want to be out there, you know. Like, I want to go out there, you know, show the world what I can do.
Absolutely.
But you know, I have to be realistic with myself and look at the roster. I mean, you got a bunch of skill players that, you know, on any team can make a huge difference.
I don't know, man. 6'2", 225 in the red zone, I'd be your number be getting called all day long.
Yeah. I know, but then we also have Alshon, Dallas, Zach, you know, Mac Nelly. I mean, you know, for me, I got to show up to practice every day, you know, with my lunchbox and my pail and go to work. I mean,
I love that.
You know, so go out there, practice hard, earn it, prove it, and then it shows up on Sunday.
We're going to see that day eventually.
How much better are defensive backs in the NFL than they are in college? Is it just a totally night and day
That's
difference?
That's a great question, Dave.
You know, I think the jump from high school to college was a lot bigger because, you know, everybody in the NFL is top of the line, but these are the same guys that we played against in college, you know. You go from high school to college, you know, you're playing against guys you've never even heard of before other than you've seen on TV. But then those guys go move on to the NFL. I've already played against one or two guys that I played in college, you know. So, but at the same time, you know, these guys are fast, tall, physical, quick as a cat. So then that makes you elevate your game as well. So, you know, I mean, they're really good. They're really good. But that jump from high school to college is definitely a lot crazier.
All right, we're gonna get to a little bit more of your younger years here after this break.
Quimby's done a lot of research on you. Don't worry.
He has to as a journalist.
Es mi amigo.
Top 10 podcast. I expect.
Damn, Skippy.
Carson's still sailing a few balls. What are we looking at here?
Can we stop this? He had two bad throws. I'm sick of the Carson hate. And on top of that, I've never heard more negativity after an Eagles win in my entire life. He had like two bad throws. Oh, Carson had. What are you sitting there charting the two bad throws and flipping out about it?
The problem is Rob spends his time on Twitter.
I've seen no comment there.
There was nothing but negative. Excellent passes coming out of Carson this week, and I love where we're going.
I think this. I think that personally myself, I didn't feel the intensity at the stadium. I mean, there, you have games like that, and there we go, a little EAGLS chant. Yeah.
I think that's the Eagles chant during the broadcast.
All right. I think that what you'll see on Sunday in Minnesota will be totally different than what you saw Sunday against the Jets, which was different than what you saw Thursday against Green Bay, which was different than, you know, it's every game is so different, and the energy level, the focus, the urgency, game plan, all different.
I am going to bring up a negative because there were still 9 penalties for 76 yards on behalf of the Eagles. And I'm sorry, I feel that it needs to tighten up on both sides.
Right.
If you're going to win a Super Bowl again, if you're going to be a Super Bowl contender, you got to tighten that up.
Yeah.
And whether or not you like that statement, Rob, I don't give a damn. Be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right? Fact. Hollis, you got something to say real quick? Because you want to know an interesting statistic?
What's that?
You want to know who has the least amount of penalties in the league so far this season?
Who's that?
The Miami Dolphins.
You got to be
good for that.
And it's by far and away the lowest. 20 total the entire season.
Well, they only have 20 total points the entire season.
I know.
I was going to ask Dave about the penalties also and the lack of intensity.
Well,
but you already asked the question.
You've experienced it, right?
Yeah.
You have experienced that. Sometimes you're just not at your peak.
Right. I equated this game offensively as, you remember we came up with a big victory against the Giants one time, and we played the Raiders, and we just lost to them.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the wind was let out of our sail. I equate that offensively, but I think the defense stepped up, and they did what a team does. The other side picks up the other side.
The offense bailed out the defense in Green Bay. The defense bailed out the offense on Sunday. It happens. Eagles win the game. We move on. But all of this criticism of Carson Wentz, I don't get it, man.
Thank you, Dave.
I don't expect perfection. I think maybe people do.
I don't think people.
His interception ratio is now 1.1%.
Was it 10-2, right, Dave?
Yeah, he's 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
It's excellent.
His ball security in the pocket is great. I mean, now
we can talk about the ball security in my jeans.
Is he holding? You've just dropped it number 11. Is he holding onto the ball too long sometimes? Yeah, maybe. But like that's part of it. He wants to make big plays. Carson, keep doing what you're doing. Let's keep winning football games. And this is the time of the year when the Eagles need. They'll get hot and they'll set something up. And you'll see. You'll look up in December. And the Eagles are going to be in position in the NFCs to run away with the division.
All right.
Everybody else. Shh.
This is when it starts.
Do we have any Sixers fans in the house?
TTP.
Let's see.
Pick it out?
Lena. Oh. Come on up.
Diaz.
I need you to draw a raffle ticket for me. Okay, here's the deal. We're only going to give this away to 2s and 4s. We have a mid-court suite level upgrade for 4 tickets tonight, along with a parking pass. If there are 2 of you here and we pull one of your raffle tickets, we'll do it again for another 2. If there's 4 of you, we're only pulling 1. All right? But we're going to get you out of here and get down to the game. Lena, get in there and grab something. All right. Pull out your raffle tickets, everybody. If your last 3 numbers are 315, get up here.
315.
Oh, here's some cheers.
Here's some cheers.
There we go.
Hey,
ladies going to New Sixers Orleans game.
Ladies night.
Oh, I know this lady too.
Yes, New Orleans.
How many are with you?
3.
3? So it's 4 of you.
Yes, no.
You're supposed to just say 4.
Just say 4.
Just say 4.
4.
Just say 4.
4.
Okay, there we go. All right. Hold on. Do we have a single in the house that wants to go to the game?
With three ladies.
Mike Diaz. Oh, no, you can't go.
Yeah, you got to go home.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. We know this gentleman over here. You want to go? 100%. Get up here. Everybody, we're going to be right back on Green Legion Radio after this. If you want to get up here and get your autograph from JJ or from Hollis or from Dave or take some pictures, do it now. All right. The professional show that it is, Green Legion Radio. I'm going to be the only one on the mic for a moment. You had how many? Do you have 4? Excuse me, ladies. You had 4 tickets right here. You had 4. Okay, guess what? We do have 4 more tickets to give away to tonight's Sixers game. Compliments of the ladies who just got upgraded to a suite.
Does Quimby come along with the suite? You get to hang out with Quimby tonight?
God, no.
Run away.
Run away. Lena, can I bother you again? Please. All right.
Another giveaway?
Yeah. Let's give away some more tickets to the Sixers tonight.
Diaz, how many games will the Sixers win this year? What's your over-under?
I'll say 56.
That's a pretty good year.
All right. Conservative. If your last three numbers are 309, come on up. 309. Right there?
309.
My man? All right. Two of you, right? Awesome.
Way to go. Congratulations.
That means we can do two more. Two tickets for tonight's game, baby. Get over there. Let me see that ticket, babe. That way nobody else can go.
I see these tickets. They went from those red jerseys last year that looked like they said Suxers on it to these 76ers.
Lena, one more time. These two more for the Sixers game tonight.
These new, like, whatever third, fourth alternate jerseys they got.
Is that the gray, the gray ones they have now?
Your last three numbers are 334. 334. Come on up. Come on down.
Uh-oh.
I feel like we're at an auction. Was that Antique Roadshow?
All right. Well, if we don't see who's got 334?
Who's got 334?
I hear a commotion.
I hear a commotion.
You ever been to an NBA game?
All right.
Oh, yeah. I used to go to the
Golden State
game. Yeah.
You got tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They give out
I was at the upper deck, you know, at the top, but, you know, that's if I cool. had a chance to
They're
go
opening
out,
their new arena.
We'll see you in Celebrity
Row
this year.
I used to upper deck all my short house
roommates.
Yeah, I
want to go there a lot more.
You'll get a nice shout out at the Sixers games this year.
Yeah.
JJ. All right, everybody. This is a special segment known as Get to Know JJ.
Okay, let's do it.
Mi amigo. Okay. You're 22 years old, ladies. He's 22 years old. You are from, how do you say it? Utebo?
So that's a region in Spain that's not really a big place. So I'm from a city called Zaragoza.
One more. Yeah. Uno más, por favor.
Zaragoza.
Zaragoza?
Yeah.
Zaragoza.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, man. I know how to roll my R's, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it, though. You moved to South Carolina when you were 6.
Yep.
Sound about right?
Yep.
6'2", 225 pounds. You are a pedigree. You come from an athletic family. Both your mother and father played professional basketball in Spain. Is that accurate?
Cool. That is accurate, yeah.
You want to hear something that's even cooler?
Let's hear it.
He has two uncles that played for Spain's Olympic basketball team.
Ah. Yeah, right. They're awesome. You know, they know what it takes to play at the highest level. But they always tell me stories. They said that they're proud of this. They say they were the closest to beating the dream team, and they lost by 30 points. But
wow.
Wait, what year did your uncles play in the Olympics?
92 then.
It was 92? Yeah, 92 and 88, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So with your parents, they're both professional basketball players, so they're both uber talented. Who in your opinion, or when they talk to each other, who was the better player between your mom and your dad?
I think it was his mother.
Definitely my mom.
I know you're going to say your mom, but I'm
100%. No, I did my research. I didn't want to go that far, but it was definitely his mother.
Yeah, right? my pops tells me, he's like, JJ, when I watched your mom, it was scary. I need to see the same thing from you on the football field.
Your mom, who played at Appalachian State? Your mom.
Yeah, played
your
at
mom,
App State.
And your father played at, damn it.
Well, my father grew up in Spain. So from the age 16, I think, that's when he started, you know, playing pro, playing for the club. And just kind of leveled up in the ranks from there.
All right.
It must have been so weird for them that you got into football. Right? You come to America and you're playing football all of a sudden.
Yeah, I fouled out of every basketball game that I played in. So football worked out better.
That's what they call a hackosaurus?
Yeah. No, I was out third quarter. I wasn't playing no more.
What team did your dad play for? I know the Spanish league now is like the second greatest, besides the NBA, it's the second best league in the world right now.
He played for a bunch. I mean, we moved around everywhere. We actually lived in Portugal for about 5 of those 6 years.
Portugal?
Lisbon.
All
right.
Lisbon. Okay.
Yeah,
Lisbon.
Yeah, his boy.
I'm still working on it, baby.
Yeah,
still perfecting my trade as well. All right, so you played at Stanford. You were there for 3 years. 2016, 5 touchdowns. 2017, 9 touchdowns. 2018, 14 touchdowns. Averaged well over 16 yards per reception in your college career. Wow.
That's amazing.
That's impressive as hell, man. Seriously.
I appreciate it.
Hey, what did you think of David Shaw? Because he was actually a coach. How else was he?
Yes, he was here.
You were here when he was here.
Yeah, it was my first 2 years.
Yeah, David Shaw, I mean, he was always a rising star. Really seems to have a great situation at Stanford. They love him there, don't they? Even though they're struggling a bit this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, Coach Shaw to us, and he tells us this every year in the first team meeting. He says, guys, I'm your coach, but more than anything, I want to be a role model for y'all and a guy that y'all can lean on for anything outside of football. And you can see it. I mean, at practice, you know, he's joking around with you. A lot of times, the conversations we had at practice weren't even about football. You know, it was about anything that happened on the news and politics, like any kind of world.
Wow, you should hear Diaz and I talk about politics.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I'm always right.
No, you don't.
JJ, run real fast.
Yeah, seriously. Matter of fact, coming out of the draft this year, Bleacher Report stated you were the best hidden gem in this year's draft. And said you could be the best all-around receiver, period. How do you feel about that and any pressure there? Or did you just eat that up and went, yeah, hurry up, pick me?
I don't like reading into any of that stuff. You know, I'm the kind of guy that believes, and I got to go out there and prove it. You know, you can say I'm the best at this or at the worst at this. It don't matter. Until I go out there, put up 100 yards, a bunch of catches, a bunch of touchdowns, help the team win, it don't matter what.
Your football fraternity brother to your left is nodding his head yes, in absolute agreement.
Well, no, that's what we were speaking about that a minute ago. And, I've met him one other time before, and I feel like he's one of those people who loves football, and he's going to do what it takes to be the best at his craft. So I wish him all the best, and I want to see him do great things.
Well, that's excellent. Right,
you and I both.
Yeah, hold on. Honestly, I'm going to say this right now, JJ. We want to see you. Jose Joaquin.
Did I get it?
All right. We do want to see you out there more. We want to see you get some play time, and we're going to keep pushing for you. I'll tell you, other than Avante, everybody that's been on the show has had a high-performance game afterwards.
It's true. So you get the Green Legion radio bump. We're looking for that in Minnesota.
You're on deck, baby. You're on deck.
I chose the right week.
And please shut those Vikings fans the
please,
hell up.
Please, thank you.
Jesus Christ.
You don't even know the history of the Eagles fans, Vikings fans, right? Like three seasons ago, NFC Championship game, the Vikings came to Philadelphia. And was it the morning of the game?
Yes, it was on all the news, and we're like, "Oh no!"
I'm sorry, I'm gonna pull the one that I can get out. It was bullshit all over.
No, yeah, I actually thought it was very clever from the Vikings fans. They went to the Rocky statue and they dressed it all up in Vikings colors, and they did the skull chant. Skull from the art museum steps.
And the game was at six o'clock at night.
Very clever.
And that was the last time you heard that fucking chant. That was the last time you heard that chant.
I'm sorry, that was a freaking, and nobody else got that.
If you had organized that, you would have loved that. You would have thought that was a cool thing.
I'm not disagreeing. Did you hear me disagree?
No.
I would be a complete and total hypocrite if I disagreed. Just so you know, JJ, we have 300 people going out with the Green Legion and two more tonight somewhere in the audience.
Yeah.
We will be behind you 100%, and we will be loud, and we will be pissing off all those redneck, country-ass Midwestern. got it. JJ, one more final question before we let you go for the evening, and we do appreciate you taking the time to come out here at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, Green Legion Radio. What's the favorite thing you want to do, or what's your favorite thing to do when you're not playing football?
So first off, I want to thank you guys for having me on the show.
Please.
You know, anytime you guys want me have me on, I'd be very thankful to get on.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun. My favorite thing to do is sleep.
Yes!
That's the best favorite thing to do.
That's my favorite thing. That's the best answer we've got.
It is. That's the best.
Man, save a lot of money, and you can sleep till noon for the rest of your day.
Man, I love that.
God, that is just awesome. Everybody, get your collectible Philadelphia Eagles glasses only at Chickies and Pete's. This month's glass features offensive lineman Jason Peters. We're going to take one more break, come back, talk about the Minnesota game. We will be back right after this. And last chance to get your autograph and photo with JJ Ortega Whiteside. Yep, we did it again. Yeah.
You fixed it.
Yep. Sorry about that, everybody. We're trying to transition from music to speech on the speakers.
That's called producing. I can handle that for you.
Should be number 9 in the professional podcast this week.
I'm going to blame the engineering on this one.
Yeah, that could be the
or lack of engineering.
Yeah, here we go. All right, real quick, before we give away a trip for two to Minnesota to see the Eagles beat down the Vikings this week, let's talk about that game. Dave.
Yes.
Minnesota, what do we know?
The offense is really good. So they run the ball. Dalvin Cook is as good a running back as there is in the league right now. Multi-purpose back, runs the ball well, catches it well. They run it excellent. They protect Kirk Cousins as much as they can. He's got two receivers in Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. Not fast, but they run really good routes. Tough matchup for the Eagles. Young offensive line, not a great offensive line. That's where the Eagles have an advantage. In fact, the Eagles have an advantage at the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively, and that's where they have to win this football game. They've got to win it by beating up the Vikings. They've got to run the football effectively. They've got to keep Carson in short yardage situations on third down and not turn the ball over. Get a lead on this team. Make Kirk Cousins have to throw the football to beat
you
to win the game.
Hey, I don't know if you're aware of this interesting stat.
Okay.
But the Eagles' defense has not allowed a single rusher more than 50 yards in a game so far this season.
Le'Veon Bell was is the leading rusher. It was
like 47.
15 rushes, 47. It's 2.3 yards per carry.
And we're not going to talk about the fact that we could have had Dalvin Cook over Sidney, but
focus on the positive.
Well, you know, and your first line item here, Kirk Cousins blows, which
hold
he
on,
does.
Excuse me. Shut up, Diaz. Hold on a second. Hollis?
Yes, sir.
I would like you to actually speak the first line of that run sheet.
Kirk Cousins sucks.
Yeah, there it is. I have heard Kirk. Let me tell you a really quick story about Hollis. Honestly, if you're in the building, you have to listen to this, because if it doesn't endear you to this man, it never will. We are in Panama fishing this week. All right? Few days down there, taking some R&R while we have the 10-day break between the Green Bay game and the Jets game. We're at a hotel bar in downtown Panama, and Tony, my best friend, and I are ready to watch the Thursday night game. All right? And we don't tell Hollis that somebody sat down next to us wearing a goddamn Cowboys jersey.
94.
Charles Haley. DeMarcus Ware. Ready? Oh,
yeah.
Ready? We're like, Hollis, you got to get down here real quick, man. There's a lot of beautiful women at the bar. No, there was just this one guy wearing a DeMarcus Ware jersey. He comes down and he gets within sight. Oh, no. You want to talk about somebody that legitimately hates Cowboys and Cowboys fans. He was relentless on this guy. Would not let it go. The guy even sent his girlfriend up to tell Hollis to chill out. He's like, go away. I'm sorry, brother. That was the funniest thing. That you have to be there to understand all the nuances. He would not shut up. Are you talking? Shut up!
Did you tell him that you're a man and you went?
Yeah, I told him I was a man and I went. But
exactly.
He omitted the funniest part, I think, that they were cracking up at was, as I get off the elevator, I can see at the bar, I say, you got to be shitting me.
That's true.
What the hell? It's a bar, but it wasn't a sports bar, so it was a part of his dress attire. So
he thought that would impress people.
He thought it would impress the ladies, and it didn't. It was horrible. And he tried to be my friend, but I would not let him be. No.
All right, Hollis, you're not allowed to swear anymore this evening.
Okay.
All right.
I got my three.
So Kirk Cousins blows. Does anybody have any?
No, Kirk Cousins does not.
Yeah, especially against the Eagles.
But Kirk Cousins is 5-3 against the Eagles. 5-3 against the Eagles.
He always plays well.
17 touchdowns. And now, the only time the Eagles.
How many of those were in Washington?
Wait a minute. No, it doesn't matter. Back and forth. When the Eagles beat him, they got to him. They sacked him four times
each
game to do that, so they got to put pressure. And I know everybody's really excited about Jim Schwartz blitzing, but the only reason
he's blitzing
is because the four-man rush isn't getting there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you want the four-man rush to get there. That's the defense right now, we're going to find out about this defense.
Right.
Yeah, they're number one in the league against the run, but they haven't played a team that really runs the ball very well.
Right.
That changes on Sunday.
Well,
Green Bay does.
Yeah. Green Bay runs. I was going to say was, Dalvin Cook makes a lot of plays despite the offensive line. The offensive line is fairly young, and they also miss a lot of blocks. So, but I think we have to have lane integrity, and we had to have some run blitzes to shut him down, just to make Kirk Cousins try to beat you, and then knock his block off because Kirk Cousins sucks.
And if you didn't know, well, one more time,
Kirk Cousins sucks.
Anybody, final thoughts, Diaz.
Are we on final thoughts or get it off your chest? Because I got both.
I think it's the same thing.
Same thing. Get it off your chest, final thoughts.
Well, get it off. Let's go get it off our chest.
He's like
first.
Fixing himself in the chair. He's like, here we go.
Well, you know, my role here within the Green Legion family is a social media director, so I spend a lot of time on the Twitter and the Instagram. And what I can say
on
is this.
On the Twitter.
All these people on Twitter, stop commenting on Skip Bayless's troll jobs on you, okay? Because I don't want to see it. I don't want to follow it. He writes stuff just to get a reaction, and these people that I follow are liking it or commenting on it, and it shows up on my timeline. You're wasting my time. You're wasting your own time. Stop letting this guy have a platform.
The vein is coming bulging out of his head.
I can see it.
He's doing it to get a rise out of you, and it's working. Stop talking to Skip Bayless.
Hollis.
That's all I got. That's my evil laugh.
Chris Sackmaster hasn't been on very long, but do you have any thoughts for us?
Let's just listen to the crickets coming from the Phillies front office again.
Oh,
10 days
God.
Tomorrow. But on a serious note, real quick, just to get off my chest, I lost a buddy of mine 2 weeks ago, and he committed suicide. And we had his funeral on Thursday. So I want to say that mental illness is a real thing. And if you're struggling, ask for help. And find it in some way, some sort of way, and instead of taking that risk.
Amen, brother. Amen. Dave, something a little bit more positive.
How do I follow that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Going on the road, and thanks to Green Legion, thanks to Quimby and your gang here, we really need your support in Minneapolis, in Dallas, in Buffalo. Great games. Can't wait to get it started.
Rob.
Thank you to Chickie and Pete's here in South Philadelphia. We love being here. Chickie's and Pete's. Thank you. Isn't this my time when I'm supposed to talk your butt?
No.
And don't
my
forget,
show this time.
Don't. Speaking of my show, don't forget tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m., RobVRadio.com, The Rob V Show. For more adult-oriented fun and a power hour, make sure you tune in tomorrow night.
You two are so adorable together.
That's why we work well together.
Once again, everybody, from Chickie's and Pete's, the best away game watch parties here. Get the real feel in-game experience at Chickies and Pete's. I think we have one more thing to do.
Let's give away something.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah. Someone's going to have a great weekend.
We're going to kick off a road trip right here.
I need...
kick it off, baby.
Connie? No, I need somebody. Andy? I don't know. No, I need Taylor.
I thought you could get Connie's assistant or assistant.
Taylor.
Would you do me a favor?
Rexy, Rexy's over there.
Pick something. Don't look.
Nah, don't let Rex stick his head in there.
Who is doing... Stop.
You need a drum roll for it. Shut up, Diaz.
All right. The winner of a trip for two to Minnesota this weekend, nonstop flights out of Philadelphia, airport transfers, three nights at the Westin downtown, your tailgate party at Pod Mahone's, your game ticket goes to last three numbers, 3-3-9.
Niner.
3-3-9, where are you at?
I think they went to the Sixers game.
3-3-9.
3-3-9, you're going to Minneapolis.
Go again, for free. Again, we're going to wait. We're going to wait.
The suspense builds.
Keep a waving.
Yep.
I'm waiting for someone to jump 3-3-9. Up like their hair's on fire. I mean,
I might have to.
Taylor, we need you again. Where are you?
Next number.
All right. Do me a favor and stay here just in case. All right.
She's the Vanna White.
Let's try that again. 3-1-2.
3-1-2, Chicago.
Chicago?
3-1-2. No, that's L.A. Oh, no, wait.
Chicago is 3-1-2.
Oh, 3-0-2 is L.A.
3-0-2 is Delaware.
3-1-2, right? Going once.
3-0-2. 3-1-2.
3-1-2.
All right, let's try to mix.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it is Minnesota, wow. But it's free.
Can I get a ticket?
If no one wants it, I'll go.
Try it again. Try it again. Try it again, Sam. 3-3-8.
Wow.
Do we have 3-3-8?
What numbers do you have?
All right. One more time.
Why don't we just say, who wants to go to Miami?
Who has a blue ticket?
3-4-1. Wow.
This is a lot of people with this top 10 podcast.
All right, here we go.
Bad radio.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
How about the first person that runs up to the...
Three. Five. Five.
If we never win it by that, they were going to have to arm wrestle Hollis.
Seriously. Oh, but he's busy this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to lose. All right. I'm a man, I win.
Our fifth runners up gets it. Everybody from Chickies and Pete's live in South Philadelphia, Green Legion Radio, signing off for the evening. Please come back and join us every Tuesday with Dave Spinero, Hollis Thomas, and a different current Eagles player. We love you. Thanks for coming out, everybody.
TTP.